Off the Ball, GAA.
I still make Limerick favourites to win the All-Ireland when it comes to the middle of July, but ultimately, from what we've seen so far, they're definitely teams that can challenge.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Cullum, sometimes I just got to let the smile do the talking. A wonderful night for your side, but most importantly from you personally.
Yeah, it was a brilliant night. Happy with the 3 points, and the hat-trick on top was sweet. So.
On a personal note, you've had a couple of rough years now. There must have been some dark days during that.
Yeah, last couple of years were really tough. But it's for moments like this that you stay fighting, and your family is there with you and telling you that this is the moments that are going to come. So, and I was happy that happened.
And remarkably, you come full circle back to where you started it all almost.
Yeah. Look, I had a great 4 years in Waterford Academy, and it was an amazing time. So it was. I'm used to scoring on the pitch, so I was happy to do it again.
As a whole, you started the game ever so well. There was a lot of intensity. There was a lot of desire right from the off.
Yeah, look, I think we had to bring it from the last three results. We knew it wasn't what we wanted, so we had to come out of the blocks fast, and we did.
Your goal probably sums things up. You got the turnover high up, and then just an outrageous bit of skill. I think you might have given the keeper the eyes there as well.
something like that, but I'd say I'm more I just said I'm going to give it a whack, and I was thankful to see it hit the net.
Did you know straight away?
I had a good feeling.
And then, of course, you don't often get it, but two penalties as well. That changes the dynamic. You took the first one away, and then you had a long, long time to wait for the second one with the injury.
Yeah, just had to keep concentration, and boys were talking, but you have to block it all out and just know what you're going to do and stick with it.
Because there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of people giving you advice out there as well.
There was, but you just have to block it out.
The second half then as well, like, you had the 3-goal advantage. I thought you were very mature. You know, that was that a calm and present, that instruction at halftime?
Yeah, look, we knew we had a 3-goal lead, so we just had to work, like, just work in our units and just keep a clean sheet, and we knew we'd win the game.
And I suppose ultimately now this has to be a building block for your sides.
Yeah, exactly. We just have to bring this into next week, all of us.
Have you spotted home for the match ball?
I have, yeah.
Very good. Congrats. A brilliant performance.
Thank you.
Alan, a wonderful display and a wonderful result for your side tonight here.
Yeah, look at me. We were wounded, obviously, after Monday night, and thought the players were outstanding, really, really good. And bringing Jordan Flores came back in, made a few changes to it, but we're growing. We're obviously hurting, you know, over the last few games. But as you said to the players in there, we keep working as hard as we're working. You get your rewards, and that's what we'll do. So credit to the players. I thought they were outstanding.
I was listening to your pre-match, and you were talking about a game where you had to get something out of it, and it was going to be a battle, which you were on top of that battle pretty much from the first whistle.
Yeah, look, we changed a few things around, and we were going to play tonight, and look, we asked the players to stand up and be counted, and we had leaders out there and all the stuff, so all the basics that you have to do, you had a solid base, and we have enough quality, which we probably didn't have in the games before.
How pleasing is it? Clearly something you've worked on in terms of the shape, when it gets such rewards on a Friday night.
Yeah, look at me, the second half was a non-event, isn't it? We were 3-0 up, and we sit back and keep it tight, but teams are doing that to us, so I do feel if we have a solid base, we have enough quality in the top end. You know, Dawson Devoy was outstanding there, Sean Gretton, excellent, you know, and he's only finding his feet. So there's a lot to be pleased with, but it's just a one win.
The work rate of your side, even the whole way through, you talked about the second half being a non-event, but your work rate remained constant. That must be very pleasing as well.
Yeah, look, I think that's a non-negotiable. I think you need to get on with it, and the players enjoy working hard. The staff they have there, like Stevie O'Donnell, Derry Bender, so on, like, everyone works extremely hard, and you get your rewards, say, like, nice, like tonight.
And a word from Colin Whelan, hat-trick, he's a sharpshooter.
Yeah, he is. Look, Camir was delighted to get him, and he picked up a knock in pre-season. So I feel if he can get a run of games, with Lee Smoosett, who has a niggle now at the moment, so if we can get those right, I think firepower will be good.
That combination, then, the work rate and the quality in the top end, that's a pretty good combination.
Yeah, look, I think that's something you have to do, and that's a starting point, and we build on that.
Now, going forward, you touched on there, it's one win, but something you'll be looking to, I suppose, build on now and keep that performances week in, week out.
Yeah, look, come here, we roll into St. Pat's next week in Inchicore, which will be another difficult one. We've obviously had, I think it's 5 away ones in their first 7, so to come to Waterford, who are flying, obviously top of the league, and win comfortably is pleasing.
Keith, you come into this game in such good form, but a disappointing night for your side.
Yeah, disappointing. Lost the game, obviously, in the first half to go 3-0 down. concede two penalties, cough up the ball in a bad area of the pitch, and Collie Whelan strikes from distance. Need to see it back. We give a ball away in the bad area, concede a penalty. You know, we got to stay on our feet in those moments. You know, we lunge in. You know, and the second penalty, the third goal was, you know, the you know, it just summed up and epitomised our first half performance. Really, you know, Bows were sharper. They were first to most of the duels. Showed a little bit more hunger. They made four or five changes to their starting 11 tonight. We didn't make any changes, so maybe fatigue. There's an element of fatigue. It's early in the season, you know, 3 games in 8 days. You know, but listen, the boys, can't fault them for effort. You know, we conceded some poor goals, and we need to be better in those moments. Second half, they go into you know, happy to defend with a five and preservation mode a little bit. We didn't really create a huge amount of chances. Maybe the ball bobbling around the box didn't land to us once or twice. Maybe in the first half we should have been a little bit more clinical. Maybe it's good defending. It's difficult for me to see from the dugout. But listen, you know, we got what we deserved from tonight's game. We've lost, and it's disappointing.
Is there an element, slightly kind of slight of the wounded animal mentality coming through? They were under a lot of pressure and they just had no fear. They just torn from the first whistle.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good game for Bows to have away from home, where they're maybe feeling a little bit of pressure. They've got some really good players. They've got a good management team. You know, they've heavily invested in their squad. And, you know, you've got to be, you know, listen, you've got to be on top of your game when teams with that calibre of player come to the RSC here, and we've got to be ready. And, you know, unfortunately we were a little bit off it. Tonight we got some bodies on the pitch which you know was pleasing in terms of some of their displays off the bench, which gives us food for thought. But, you know, overall, you know, we're just a little bit off it. Bows capitalising on that. You know, we're a little bit sceptical about the third goal in terms of the penalty decision. We feel maybe Casper is fouled, but listen, that's sort of by the by now at this stage. We've lost and we've you know, Bows have beaten us well.
It's the classic, isn't it, the marathon. We see the results of some strange results again tonight as well. It's a ultra competitive division. It's a case of getting on the horse now and looking forward to next week.
There's 5 games gone this season, so I mean, that's, you know, you can't get too high, too low. You just have to try and move on to the next game, and that's what we've tried to do, and that's what teams will do. You know, it's very, very early in the season, so the nature of it is it's a competitive division. There's going to be results and shocks, let's say, week on week. I think you've got to keep on an even keel. You know, we're disappointed tonight, we're disappointed with how we played, but we'll have to take our medicine, you know, and review it and be better the next time we take on. We come to the part, we're away in Galway next week, you know, so it's going to be a real tough examination of where we're at.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Thank you.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.